Welcome to the NACO podcast. Join us as we bring you stories of innovation in counties across the country, cover local government best practices, and provide updates on the issues critical to local government. The National Association of Counties is your resource in fostering healthy, vibrant, safe, and resilient counties across America. Every year, more than 2 million children, youth, and young adults formally come into contact with the juvenile justice system. As many as 65 to 70% of these juveniles have at least one diagnosable mental health need, and 20 to 25% have serious emotional issues. An effective way to meet the mental health and related needs of this population is through what's called a system of care. System of care communities offer comprehensive, community-based services and support, and are built on planned and thoughtful programming, strong interagency collaboration, and sustained funding.
System of care, first and foremost, is a set of values and principles that really provide an organizational framework for systems reform on behalf of children and families. System of care is not a program, it's not a single initiative, it's pulling together all of those essential pieces that children with serious behavioral health needs and their families need in order to be successful in life.
That's Denise Sulzbach, Deputy Director of the Technical Assistance Network for Children's Behavioral Health, commonly referred to as the TA Network.
So it's a value-based and it's family-driven and use-guided. We're talking about the systems, the policy, the practice levels, as well as the individualized plans of care for the families and youth that we serve. Just like any other customer service, we have an obligation to not only include and listen to our customers, our families and youth, but bring them to the table and help them be leaders. They are the ones with the first-hand experience, and they can really help system leaders develop systems that will work for them. Also, we want to treat our children in-home, in the community, in the least restrictive environment possible. Systems of care are also very strength-based and individualized. It's not one size fits all, but we talk about individualized plans of care that meet the specific needs and strengths of children and their families. Also, culturally and linguistically competent. We want to make sure that all of our services actually reflect the culture, the views, the beliefs, and reflect the people that we are serving. We want to make sure that they're connected to natural helping networks. There's a lot more out there than traditional mental health services that families and youth need in order to be successful in life. And finally, we want to be data-driven and outcomes-oriented with specific emphasis on quality. So system of care is very much the larger picture. It's connecting and coordinating services across systems for children and families.
The TA Network is funded by SAMHSA and has worked in many states and communities to provide technical assistance in expanding and sustaining systems of care for children, youth, young adults, and families. Denise explains why setting up a system of care is important for ensuring good outcomes for youth and families, in particular because behavioral health needs are huge drivers of the cost of care for children.
The bottom line is outcomes for children and families are really dependent upon the agencies working together, and children's systems are extremely complex. And the bottom line is when it comes to child and family serving systems, nobody controls everything and everybody controls something. And when you really look at it, the reality is that Medicaid controls a large portion, especially as states are rolling out or at various stages of Affordable Care Act implementation, Medicaid redesign. It's really, really important to take a look and see and make sure that the systems are being designed effectively for use in your community. There's data, national Medicaid data there that shows, and this was actually a study done by the Center for Healthcare Strategies, one of the core partners of the TA Network, that for children, behavioral health needs drive the cost of care. And this is important because it's completely the opposite for adult populations, where somatic and chronic health, physical health care needs are the drivers, the cost drivers. When it comes to children, nationally, less than 10% of children enrolled in Medicaid use behavioral health services. But it's the care for these 10% of the children that account for roughly 38% of Medicaid expenditures. So again, as states and counties design and implement Medicaid reform efforts, it's absolutely essential that you ensure that there's specialized delivery systems for children with behavioral health needs.
Systems of care have been shown to provide a number of benefits and outcomes for the youth and families involved. Denise tells us more about some of these positive results, based on a study released in May 2013 by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and SAMHSA.
State Medicaid agencies saw reduced overall cost of care for using home and community-based services for children. They cost about 25% of what it would cost to serve children and youth in a residential facility, with an average savings of $40,000 per year per youth. So obviously, that's going to add up rather quickly. They also saw improved school attendance and performance. After 12 months of service, 44% of the children and youth improved in their school attendance, and 41% improved the grades. Also seen was improved clinical and functional outcomes, and this is according to caregiver reports. So the families, the parents are reporting 40% of the children served by systems of care showed a decrease in clinical symptoms as a result of their active involvement. We also saw improved attendance of work for caregivers, and what is important for systems of care and system builders to understand is you need to include and make sure that the well-being of your caregivers, your families, your parents, they're just as important as making sure that you're meeting the needs of the youth with serious mental health needs. Improved attendance for work for caregivers, they reported those that were employed at intake over the past 6 months or 6 months prior to entering into the system of care, they were missing an average of 6.2 days of work due to their children's behavioral and emotional problems. Now, this decreased to 4 days at 12 months of participation and down to 2.8 days at 24 months. So you see the impact through coordinated care that you really support the entire family unit.
In particular, youth who are involved in the juvenile justice system can benefit from systems of care. You heard the statistics earlier showing that many youth involved in the justice system also have mental health needs. Milwaukee County decided to focus its system of care on this particular population of youth. Mary Jo Myers, Deputy Director for Wraparound Milwaukee, explains why.
Two things were happening at the same time. We had judges running out of options in their mind, and children and families languishing in out-of-home care for years at a time for some of the children. Independently, the Planning Council, which is an independent-run organization in Milwaukee, was doing a study. They were doing a study on outcomes for residential care. They figured out that about 60% of children in residential care, once they did get discharged, had returned within 6 months. Another 40% on any given time had been on the run. And so the outcomes were so dismal that it just turned out to be the perfect storm that we knew we needed to do something different. The other thing that was just beginning to be looked at, and now we know a whole lot more than we did then, but we knew it was an issue then already, was the disparity of the overrepresentation of children of color in our juvenile justice system, period, and then an overrepresentation of children of color that were in corrections and that were in residential care and that were apart from their families. What makes that even worse for a place like Milwaukee County is, again, geographically at that time, the juvenile justice system, if you were going to send a child to corrections, those kids were sent at the closest 45 minutes to an hour away from their families, and then furthest, they could be 3 hours from their families. And so there was absolutely no visitation going on because the families that most of the families who had children in those facilities did not have the means for transportation. There's a very large population of children and families living well below poverty. And so all of those things contributed to the concern about what we needed to do differently for juvenile justice.
So leaders in Milwaukee County set out to do just that, and more than 20 years ago created Wraparound Milwaukee to be a unique system of care for children with serious emotional, behavioral, and mental health needs and their families. Today, Wraparound Milwaukee serves around 1,100 families on any given day. They serve kids ages from 5 to 24 who have complex emotional, behavioral, and mental health needs and would otherwise be placed in out-of-home care.
The components of Wraparound Milwaukee, or what makes us up as a system of care, as they say, are a recognition of an administrative entity. So we have an administrative service organization that oversees the system of care and handles the finances, quality assurance, daily operations. And the other components, though, that are extremely essential to this working are care coordination entities. So we have six different agencies throughout the city of Milwaukee that provide care coordination. And those are the people that are trained and are out in the field with families, providing care and support, coordinating their plan of care. They have access to a very large provider network, also another important component for Wraparound Milwaukee, which has about 220 different types of services that can be provided to families, so that when the plan of care is designed, the care coordinator works with the family on choosing different providers to meet their needs. Another very large and important component is our mobile urgent treatment team. So knowing that, one of the main pieces for us is trying to make sure that kids stay with their families and do not wind up in out-of-home care. Mobile urgent treatment team is there to help us to go out into the community, whether it be the child's home or school or wherever that child is, if there's a crisis situation, to make sure that we can stabilize the situation and not use places like inpatient care or have a child removed from their home, whether it be a foster home or their home. And we find that with the help of mobile urgent treatment team, we can avoid kids getting further and further into the system or moving around from place to place.
Wraparound Milwaukee measures a number of different outcomes from its system, including recidivism, cost savings, permanency, school attendance, needs met, and more. The outcomes in these areas have been incredibly positive. For example, a recent study found that only 21% of youth enrolled in Wraparound Milwaukee reoffended, compared with 41% of all delinquent youth in Milwaukee County. Mary Jo tells us more about the cost savings they've seen.
We are one of the few system of cares that when you're enrolled, we cover all costs. So we're covering everything from inpatient hospitalization if we use it, which is very rarely. I think our average length of stay right now is 2.2 days or something ridiculously low like that for inpatient stay. But we pay for everything. We pay for residential care if we use it. We pay for inpatient care if we use it. Any other support or services are included in that cost of the plan. And so people are very interested in how much the kids and families' plans are costing compared to what they could cost. So if you look at a six-year average monthly cost comparison, we looked at, you know, an average cost within 6 years for Wraparound Milwaukee was $3,500 per plan per month for the family to have community-based services and support, as compared to a residential treatment center in our area would cost over $9,000 and up. Some of the facilities are up to $12,000 now. And then psychiatric stay for 30 days would be $38,000, and correctional facilities would be $8,374 per month. So we're able to demonstrate that by far, if you use community-based services and support, we get better outcomes for much less money.
Shelby County, Tennessee, also has a system of care called the Just Care Family Network. Led by Dr. Alpha Stewart, the Just Care Family Network began 6 years ago and has since served more than 300 children and families. Here's Dr. Stewart with a bit more.
The target population, as I said, was children with serious emotional problems between the ages of 5 and 19 and their families. Our grant allowed us to provide an evidence-based treatment called Wraparound to the families that we worked with. And over the course of the 6 years, we served almost 300 children and their families throughout the Shelby County area. Many of those children had came to us as referrals from the juvenile court or child welfare systems here in Shelby County. Ours was designed specifically to address needs of children who were in the juvenile justice system, who had behavioral health problems, but who were not being provided adequate services and were, as a result of their behaviors or mental health diagnoses, winding up in the juvenile justice system. The project involved creating a collaborative of all the child-serving systems throughout Shelby County, which included mental health, child welfare, juvenile justice, community-based organizations, faith-based organizations, the school system, and just about anyone who touches children and families in an effort to provide a service or offer support.
One of the most important aspects of a successful system of care is family engagement. Systems of care seek to provide holistic treatment and services, so it only makes sense that the whole family should be actively involved. In Shelby County, Tennessee, there's a recognition that family can mean different things to different people, and that participation in a system of care requires a lot from families.
Families are the backbone to the work that we do. The child does not exist independent of their family. And family can be defined in many, many ways. It can be the traditional nuclear family, mom, dad, siblings, you know, extended family. It can be grandparents who are raising kids because their own children are no longer able to or have died. It can be foster families. It can be extended families. It can be the people in the community who understand what this family needs, and because they don't have extended family, have stepped in to help them. So we have to be, we being the system, have to be flexible in our understanding of what family means to this particular group of child and people who care about them. Wraparound is a very intensive process that, once engaged in, families actually do a lot of hard work to create family plans and to what we call work the plan in the system of care world. And so for many of these families, not being trapped in the traditional treatment system was a change, and seeing the evidence of the positive outcomes in their children's behavior and performance in school and their ability to get along with others. When you think about it, children with emotional problems and who have serious behavioral problems in addition to that are generally isolated socially. And if the child's isolated, typically the family is isolated. People want you to come to family reunions. They don't want you to go to birthday parties. All the things that are just kind of normal things that we take for granted as families, many families no longer could experience because of the behavior of the child. So they discovered both that they could become more comfortable in those settings, that the children themselves could better manage in those settings, and they developed a support system of other families who knew from personal experience what it was like to deal with a child with an emotional problem and to deal with a system that deals with the children with emotional problems.
As you've heard today, systems of care require hard work and collaboration among many different partners, which can be challenging. Here's Denise again, offering some advice for counties who are starting or thinking about starting a system of care in their own community.
First and foremost, don't get caught up in thinking that a system of care is a program. And I think that's been a mistake of a lot of different system of care efforts, where they'll develop a specific program for care coordination for a certain population and think they're done. Really the much larger picture. Big systems need to be able to communicate effectively in order for families to be able to navigate systems and actually improve their health outcomes. So is it really a shift in the way we do business across programs? Organizing your system of care with values and principles, it's not just starting a single program. At the same time, I think it's very, very important to start with a clear population of focus. And the bottom line is, the youth that we're talking about today, they're hitting all the doors. They are having issues in school. They are having issues, obviously, with mental health. They're having issues, perhaps, with child welfare, maybe involved as well. There's no single door that these youth are coming into. And in fact, oftentimes, the juvenile justice system is a system of last resort. So just because you're picking a juvenile justice population, that does not mean that you don't need the buy-in and involvement of all systems within your community. And you really need one unifying framework to start with, a unified reference for system builders who are coming together from different categorical programs in order to start somewhere.
That's all the time we've got for today. We'd like to thank Denise Zoltzbach, Mary Jo Myers, and Dr. Altha Stewart for sharing their expertise and advice with us today. We've also posted some additional helpful resources about systems of care on this podcast webpage, including a video created by youth in the Just Care Family Network, so be sure to check those out. If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe to the NACO podcast feed. To do so, head on over to nacopodcast.org to subscribe via iTunes, RSS, or email, and check in for new episodes.